Track 9, Carving Out a New Hobby. Former Norfolk Magazine editor Dominic Castle tells us what he's been up to since he left earlier this year.
I've always enjoyed making things with wood. Whether or not it's ever qualified as proper carpentry is a moot point. Nothing I've ever cobbled together would excite a fan of Chippendale or Hepplewhite or even IKEA. It's not for want of ambition. When I was at school, I went into woodwork class with an order from a customer in the bag already. Mum wanted a fender stool, 3 feet long, a foot wide, in mahogany with Queen Anne legs. The woodwork master, Jack Green, was delighted that someone wanted to do something other than a bird box or shelf, and so I set to work. I'd done most of the complicated stuff and more or less assembled the piece when the school year ended and I left, but it wasn't quite finished. The stool went into the garage, the woodworm got into work, and pretty much ate the lot. Over the years, I've made various things, some of which have ended up being used in the house. I have an issue with scale, though. A bookcase for a few paperbacks became big enough to house a chunk of the British Library collection. A cabinet for a small corner expanded to a size large enough to rent out as an Airbnb. And nothing I've made was ever quite done properly. Wonky cuts, not a square edge in sight, no joints which were not held together with screws, big nails, or half a pint of strong glue. Finding myself at a loose end after departing from the world of work, I spotted an ad for free adult learning courses from Norfolk County Council. What's this? Basic bench carpentry? Why not? And so I presented myself at a brand new, brilliantly equipped construction training facility in Helston on a Monday evening for the first of 6 3-hour sessions. The basic course really is basic, how to hold a saw properly, for instance. But I discovered I'd actually been doing it wrong for the past 45 years. Sorry, Mr. Green. And exulted in suddenly being able to cut wood in a straight line. We were shown the essentials of working with hand tools, marking out, making proper mortise and tenon joints, how to chisel and chop out wood, all good stuff. We were let loose on a project of our choice, and yet again, ambition reared its head. An order for a side table, Scandi style, with gently splayed white oak legs and a ply top, came in. But this time, thanks to the help of the tutor, the time to do it and the increased knowledge, I did it properly. In the interest of transparency, I should say that I did do some of the work at home and I did use a power tool, a router, to shape the edges of the top and the legs. But the rest was handmade with not a nail or screw in sight. If I may be so modest, I think it looks pretty decent. Sure, if you look closely, you'll see the odd wobbly line or slight gap, but it's a functional and not unattractive piece. And it didn't end up being much bigger than planned. At the time of writing, I'm in the middle of the intermediate course, still free, and not making a bad fist of the task we've been set, creating a carpenter's box. Where I go from here, I'm not sure, but I'll have a look at the 449 courses on offer and see what I fancy. I've always liked the idea of pottery.